Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark, Sarah, and JC. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is powered by DuBois Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From homes to businesses, their licensed, fully trained technicians handle it all. Repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, heat pumps, and more. No job is too big and no job is too small. Learn more at DuBoisElectric.com. Also brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
We have the pleasure of being joined in studio today by a couple of members of Austin Associates, managing partner Phil Doucette. How you doing, Phil?
Very good.
Thanks for joining us today. We're practically neighbors.
Yeah.
Right?
Was it a long commute?
It was. I had to leave 4 seconds earlier.
Oh, my gosh.
And Director of Clients and Services, Erica Dosti. How are you?
Good morning. Alive, awake, and ready to go.
All right. So we have a few things we're going to cover with Phil and Erica today. Simple year-end tax planning tips, which I'm looking forward to.
I'm going to need more than an hour with you guys. Yeah.
Sarah's going to need that.
I have so many questions. Ooh, what is a 1099? And why do I need to file that?
And Austin Associates Community Involvement and their 75th anniversary. And I'm sure we'll cover a lot more than that as we move along through the podcast. But before we get to all of that, let's take a look at some headlines for Monday, November 24th.
Maine Public reports that multiple Maine medical groups issued a joint statement affirming the safety of vaccines. The move is in response to changes on the U.S. Centers for Disease Control's website that promote a possible link with autism. The Maine Medical Association says decades of rigorous research show that vaccines do not cause autism and that misinformation is causing increases in preventable diseases because people are rejecting vaccines.
The latest Maine Youth Integrated Health Survey offers some encouraging news. Students' mental health is improving and substance use is down. The survey also suggests that students are reducing alcohol, tobacco, vaping, and cannabis consumption.
The city of Auburn is seeking public input on curbside composting. Composting benefits the environment and is one more way they're working toward a more sustainable community. Residents are encouraged to take part in a survey that will help determine the next steps. More information is available on the city's Facebook page.
You should take that survey.
I'm gonna do it right now while JC does the weather.
All right, it's time for the weather.
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love.
Sunshine throughout the day today. We'll have a high of 43 and a low of 26. Cloudy with some late evening showers tomorrow. High of 46 and a low of 29. And morning showers turn to cloudy skies on Wednesday with highs approaching the 50s.
In sports, Marcus Jones returned an interception for a touchdown, and kicker Andy Borogales kicked 4 field goals to lead the Patriots over the Cincinnati Bengals 26-20. The Patriots are the hottest team in the NFL. They've won 9 straight and will host the lowly New York Giants on Monday Night Football next week.
The Bruins lost to the San Jose Sharks last night 3-1. Boston will visit the New York Islanders on Wednesday night.
Jaylen Brown's 35 points led the Celtics over the Orlando Magic 138-129. The Celtics will host the Detroit Pistons on Wednesday.
The Maine Nordiques split a pair of games with the Rochester Junior Americans in New York. The Nords head home to host the Northeast Generals on Wednesday night in Auburn.
Speaking of hot teams, the Woo-hoo! Lewiston Maniacs are on fire.
That was a, yeah.
They swept Universal Academy over the weekend and have now won 11 straight. The Maniacs will host the Woodstock Slammers on Friday and Saturday at the Colossae. Sarah, you got to sing the anthem.
I did the anthem for them on Saturday night. Yeah, Saturday night.
How'd it go?
It was great. I hurt my back on Saturday morning at the gym, so I couldn't take a deep breath.
Oh, no.
So it was a very breathy national anthem, but it was fine. JT Pound registered 10 points and 13 rebounds to lead Central Maine Community College men's basketball over Albany College of Pharmacy 76-62.
That is your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
sweeping
the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for November the 24th, shall we?
Sure.
Alrighty then. Katherine Heigl, 47 years old today. She was on The Grey's Anatomy. She played Dr. Izzy Stevens from 2005 to 2010. She was also in Knocked Up with Seth Rogen
in 2007. That was a funny movie. 27 Dresses, that was
27
cute.
Dresses. Yep. She's done a bunch of movies, and she does some voice work as well.
Mm-hmm.
She voiced characters in the animated film The Nut Job in 2014 and its 2017 sequel. She's also a cover model.
Yeah.
She's appeared on the cover of Maxim, Vanity Fair, and Cosmopolitan.
All right.
How about Billy Connolly?
Oh, I love him.
Scottish comedian.
He's so
83
funny.
Years old today. He is hilarious.
Yeah,
he was knighted at Buckingham Palace for services to entertainment and charity. And in 2022, he received the BAFTA Fellowship for Lifetime Achievement from the British Academy of Film and Television Arts.
Nice.
And now he's an artist. He retired from acting and comedy.
Oh, I wonder when he did that.
2018, I believe.
Wow.
So now he's an artist, and he says it gives him a new lease on life.
Well, that's lovely.
He worked with our own Bob Marley. Comedian Bob Marley in the Boondock Saints in 1999.
Nice.
And rounding out FPBs for November the 24th is former Beatles drummer Pete Best, who is 84 years old today. He's well known as the fifth Beatle. He was fired just before the band made it big.
Can you imagine being that guy?
Oh, no.
It could have been a contender.
It could have been me.
Could have been me.
Apparently, I read up a little bit on this, and the three other members of the band couldn't stand him.
Yeah, they wanted him fired.
They made somebody else do it, too.
they made
the manager fire him. And then Ringo Starr took over, and I guess they had some success.
Yeah.
I guess he's okay, right? Yeah, I guess they did all right.
He did all right.
I don't know. I'm going on a limb there. I'm going to go out and say
decision.
It. Yeah, Beatles, they were pretty good.
They had a couple hits.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
Solid repertoire.
Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
That's right, Erica. That happened. Phil, what'd you think?
That was great.
I'm not buying it.
That's going to be my new ringtone.
All right.
I was just thinking that would be a fabulous ringtone. Or an alarm clock.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. 16 years ago in 2009, Donny Osmond won the 9th season of Dancing with the Stars with Maya as his runner-up and Kelly Osbourne in third place.
It's incredible to me that the Osmonds are still relevant.
Yeah.
I used to watch them when I was like 6 years old.
I had a huge crush on Donny Osmond as a kid.
Yeah.
20 years ago, it's hard to believe that it was 20 years ago. In 2005, Pat Morita died of natural causes at the age of 73. He was best known for Mr. Miyagi in the Karate Kid movies, but he was also Arnold on Happy Days.
He was hilarious as Arnold.
Yeah. 32 years ago in 1993, Mrs. Doubtfire was released starring Robin Williams. Again, that's hard to believe that was 32 years ago, huh?
Yeah, crazy. And hard to believe that movie couldn't be made today.
Kind of true.
Yeah.
Yep. 34 years ago, we lost a legend in 1991 when Freddie Mercury died of pneumonia at the age of 45.
You're a big Queen fan, right?
I'm a huge Queen fan. Yeah. I would go so far as to say they're my favorite band.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Phil, Queen fan?
Love Queen.
Yeah.
Love Freddie.
Favorite song?
That's a tough one. Probably Hammer to Fall.
Ooh.
Deep cut.
All right.
Yeah.
Erica?
Love Queen. Don't ask me to name a song.
Okay.
Show Must Go On.
Yes.
All right.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
JC, want to chime in on Queen?
I'm the same as her. Don't ask me for a song.
Okay.
When they come on, I know I like them.
Yeah.
Right? Yep.
Yeah. 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 Yep.
That's right. How I roll with music.
Yeah. 62 years ago in 1963, Lee Harvey Oswald was shot and killed by Jack Ruby on live television.
Changed television forever.
I can't even imagine.
People were glued to their TVs after that. Mm. They're like, what are we going to see next?
Yeah, what could possibly happen next?
look what happens.
166 years ago in 1859, Charles Darwin published On the Origin of Species, which explained his theory of evolution.
Opinions vary.
Opinions on that. I don't know how it's possible.
I've been told. I've been told many times that Mr. Darwin was off his rocker.
Yeah, no one believes in the primordial soup.
No one believes it. Nope. Anywho, those are your FPBs and OTDs for November the 24th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. Parents, teach your children to never open the door for anyone if home alone. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
Now, we shift focus fully to our guests in studio, Phil Doucette and Erica Dosti from Austin Associates. So, Phil, you've been with Austin for 26 years.
Yeah.
When did it all start?
Back in the 90s. September of 99. I tease people that, you know, you don't know what it was like to be here in the 90s. And, but yeah, no, back then I got out of school, University of Maine, Black Bears, shout out. I came here out of school. I graduated in May of 99, came down here in September, and still here all this time later.
Yeah.
Same building.
What was your position when you started?
Oh, NG, new guy. That was literally, that was about it. We didn't know anything. It was just, yeah, all right. I'll shuffle numbers and do stuff. But yeah, staff accountant, did some bookkeeping and some payroll and some taxes and just more and more of the same and bigger and better and different. And it's been good. We've always had a great team. That's one of the reasons I came to work here, other than the fact that it was one of the only places that offered me a job. But what I liked about it, compared to those other little couple places that I don't think are around anymore, but yeah, no, it's a great atmosphere. You think, you know, it's easy for, oh, accountants, wow, that's really living it up. But no, we are a good, you know, family-based, community-based organization that's really important to us. And, you know, you think of, oh, tax season, that must be so crazy. And yeah, it's busy and we do work very hard during tax season and all year round, but especially during tax season. But it's not, you know, it's not the end of the world. I mean, we all support each other. There's no one yelling at each other for, I need that. But, you know, I always wish they had, you know, they've had all these shows, lawyers and doctors and hospitals.
They don't have accountants.
They need an accountant. Why? I think you could really, you know, jazz it up and make it exciting. At least two episodes worth you could get out of it. Maybe then.
Pilot.
Then it would just.
We should work on that.
So this is why you stay here with Austin Associates, but you've been doing this since the 90s. So what keeps your interest in accounting?
I guess, I mean, if you like numbers, you know, it may appeal to you. It's not, you know, and everyone's going to come in. If someone would come to me to want a job and say, well, I'd hate numbers, I'd be like, well, you're probably going to struggle here a little bit. But no, I mean, taxes, there's a lot of different kinds of accounting. We're primarily a tax firm. We do financial statements and bookkeeping and other things too, but most of our work is tax work, and it is very. I like the fact that they're all like little puzzles. You know, when you meet with people, you can sit with five different people that have the same different numbers, but they all may have different goals and different things they want to do. That you may get five different tax returns that are all very much correct, but depending on what their goals are, you know, you got a small business that bought this tractor for $80,000, and there's a bunch of different things you can do with that tractor. Somebody may want the biggest refund they can get now, and others may say, well, I'd rather be conservative because I know I'm going to need these tax deductions going further. So every situation's different, and you get to know, you know, you meet your clients, you know your clients. Some of these clients I've had since the day I started, and you know, they get to be friends of yours, and they get to be people that you care about, and you see kids and grandkids and all kinds of life changes. So, and you're part of that because it's interesting that taxes are kind of, you know, you can go to someone and you'll go to dinner party and someone may go on and on about their kids and their house and their car and their headaches at work and all this. And if you ask, well, how much do you make? You know, they look at you like, how dare you? But, you know, they go to their accountant about that very thing. So it's like they're already, you know, it's like their most sensitive piece of information that they share with you. So they feel, you know, that comfort level with you. And I think because of that, we've had a lot of, many stories for the podcast After Dark or whatever bonus features you have.
Podcast After Dark.
We're going to start a Patreon.
Yeah, the things that people disclose to you because you know their income. There's a lot of stories you get of like, wow, that's interesting. And so it's.
Do you ever get anybody asking you to hide money?
No, there are things like that where people, you quickly find out sometimes, you're not going to be a good client for us. But the first thing you're coming in here for, well, here's what I made, but here's what I want to tell the guy. No.
Ethics.
That's not
ethics.
What we do.
Ethics.
That's not
no compromise on that, huh? No. All right. Well, I guess I won't be joining
you. Cancel that appointment for later.
I don't know if you saw the gleam in his eye, Sarah, but that's his passion.
Yeah.
That is his passion. And he could go on and on and on and on.
And Erica, you've been with Austin Associates for 14 years. What brought you there?
Oh, my story is kind of funny. I left home after high school and I couldn't get far enough away from Lewiston Auburn. Went out to Springfield, Massachusetts, Western New England. It was college at the time. Now it's Western New England University. I have mixed feelings about that because we were Wenick, now we're WeNU, and I don't know how I feel about that. But
what was your mascot?
I
the most important part.
The Golden Bear. And I went out there because I wanted to pursue marketing. I was really into marketing. But back in the day, marketing, it's very different than the marketing that we know now. There was no social media. I mean, we just had, I had AIM Messenger when I was in my junior year of college.
I don't even know what that is.
We'll talk about that later. It's like a Running Man, like AOL.
Oh.
Okay. So ideally what I wanted to do was work for a big company and design these monstrous ads and go campaign wide. And when I got out of college, there was no jobs. There was nothing. So I went into corporate headhunting, like recruiting, sales. it worked out great until it didn't work out because I was 100% commission and, you know, good times have to end. And then I sort of was like, oh, I'm going to just live in the gym. My parents can help me out and I'll live in the gym. My parents like, you need to do something. So I decided to pursue fitness. And then for that amount of time, I was like living up the dream, living in fitness and getting paid to train people. It was amazing. And then it wasn't amazing. And so my mom said, you need to get real with your life. And she sent me, and I still have the clipping. It's a tiny little newspaper clipping for a director of first impressions at Austin Associates in Auburn, Maine. And my first impression was... How do you tame somebody who is, you know, running fitness classes? And I don't think I could be that person to, you know, answer the phones. And they gave me a chance. And I remember the first day I walked into that office, I said, they gave me this chance, but I know where I want to be. So 14 years later, I'm really where I want to be, which is behind the scenes of how does a company work? How does a company run? How do employees get excited about coming to work every single day? And how do you become a company that people talk about even when you're not in the limelight? So that's sort of my story. And Phil's pretty cool to work too. Yeah.
Double thumbs up over there from Phil. Yeah.
I've never told that story.
We're making history.
Right? Yeah, we are.
We're making podcast history. We got the Erica Dosti story.
Yeah.
Director of Clients and Services.
Yeah. I went from Director of First Impressions to a hybrid role where I took over an internal position and a marketing position. So we had to kind of figure out where I went from there. So then I was the Client Relationship Manager. It worked out great. And as my position and as my passion for what I wanted to do with the firm grew, then we were like, okay, we need to kind of separate the client piece and the marketing piece. So then it was client relations and marketing manager. That's through today what my title is. And moving forward, I have expressed a desire and an interest to take the firm to the next level. So I'll be more working on behind the scenes, director of clients and services.
DCAS.
And yeah, like really, ooh. Okay, cool. Yeah, I love that. So I think for me, it's how do you put the pieces together of who we are and what we offer and the expectations of our clients and how do those two work together? And then what services are we offering? Are we offering the best services we can? Are there certain services that we really should be, you know, referring out? Are there certain things like that? So what is going to be the best outcome for our clients?
Part of that is getting out in your community and letting people know who you are.
Yes. And part of that is encouraging our entire staff to do that. We're not a one-person community outreach firm. I know Phil has very high expectations of, he's kind of smirking. He has high expectations of, if you're in our firm, you know, you have to find a way, find something that you enjoy doing to give back to our community, because that is what being a long-term relationship-based business is. You need to find a way to give back. And it doesn't mean monetarily. Sometimes it's just volunteering internally to get things going. Sometimes it's going to a school and reading a book and, you know, something like that. So yes, I believe strongly in being part of the community, but not only that, but having that moment where, you know, I run the marketing division. It's me, but I run it. And I don't think sponsorship is a line item. I don't think of giving money as something to check off the box. I really think of it as a responsibility.
Can you give us some examples on how Austin gives back to its community?
I can give you like the bigger examples, and then I'll kind of pare it down to smaller things that we do. Mm-hmm. So one of our two big things that we focus on for Austin Associates is bigger picture giving back, and that's building a relationship with an organization. We have a long-standing relationship with United Way. We do a lot of things in terms of sponsoring their events, but we also run an internal campaign that we're really proud of. With such a small amount of people, we continue to show up year after year as like a front runner for fundraising money. But recently, actually, I think it kind of all started with the summer block party, where we had our toe in the water, if you will, with Make-A-Wish. And I'm pretty sure now it's just blossomed into, this is one of our organizations that we are going to do, you know, going to support in a big way. You know, Phil is on the board and he can talk about that a little bit more. But bigger isn't always better. I think generosity comes in all different sizes. So, you know, for a long time, we've supported area schools, we support the high schools, we support the chambers, we support, I mean, food pantries and animal rescue organizations. I mean, what I really like to say is, when someone comes to us, I want to know like what kind of ongoing partnership we're going to have, because one-offs are great, but they're not what we're about.
Yeah, especially for a company that's been in business for 75 years.
Yeah.
You're in it for the long haul. Yeah. Phil, did you want to add to that?
Yeah, there's so many, you know, like Erica said, there's so many great organizations around that we love to support. And they don't all have a marketing person that can get the word out. So, you know, if we can help support, I think that's great. And what I've liked is, we've never really been big to trumpet. Like, you know, we're not going to walk out with the big checks. I mean, sometimes there are situations where they make you do that. But we did, you know, one example is back before I was managing partner, but when Steve Austin was still managing partner. And after 9/11, there was huge, you know, support everywhere for everything. And we started at that point, we had it for a number of years and we changed it around for a little bit, but we had this own charitable fund that we started that was just kind of low key, and employees donated to that. And then we used that kind of building off the momentum of so much giving and wanting to help after 9/11, that we would do this for, if we saw local things that happened, you know, you know, someone had a house fire, somebody had a family tragedy or whatever, and we would give to those kind of private causes. And we didn't walk out with a big check. I don't think a lot of people knew that we were even doing that, but that was really great, because I think that more spoke to, though, we want to help people. We're not doing it to, like, you know, here's a check and some business cards to give your friend. You know, we weren't really looking for that. I think that's been
altruistic.
A good example. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I think I've always liked that. And like Erica said, we've had great relationships with a lot of organizations, but especially, you know, we've been big supporters of United Way for a while. As Erica said, I'm currently treasurer of Make-A-Wish Maine, which is a great organization.
Oh, yeah.
And so many of those organizations too, those bigger ones, it's kind of nice because you don't have to sell people on them. You know, you look at Make-A-Wish, yeah. and people know what Make-A-Wish is about, and you're like, wow, that's great. You know, you don't have to tell me what they do, or we see it, and it's easy to see so many instances of how they've benefited families and children across the state and across mm-hmm. the country. So, you know, we like to be involved in that. But a ton of other organizations throughout Lewis and Auburn and the state that we like to support, you know, as much as we can, and smaller school teams, sports teams, so many sports teams. And it's neat when you, again, we're not looking for client stuff, but it's funny how many times we have people call us and they'd say, well, how did you hear about us? Well, I know that, you know, you guys were on my kid's basketball jersey mm-hmm. for a few years, so I yeah. know you from that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. I guess that's one of the benefits from it, but it's not why we do it. So. Yeah.
75 years in business. Austin. Was Austin Associates founded in Lewiston, Auburn? Has it been yep. here the whole time?
Yes.
Yeah. You didn't really make a big deal out of it.
You know, Phil just kind of said it. We're not about banners and ads and spotlight. I think that when you figure out what your culture is, and for us, it's the quiet heart of what we do. We have employees that will come to us and say, hey, this thing is going on. I'd really like to support it. But there's no actual sponsorship package. There's no flash with it. And we say, yeah, okay. Yeah, we're going to just, that works. Just do this. And what I think that I've noticed is, especially after the pandemic, things come up and you can plan, you can build an advertising marketing budget, a sponsorship budget, all you want, but things come up. So I really love how lately we've become very adaptable to, you know what, this needs our attention versus something that maybe we were planning to do. And I think that's really important. 75 years. So 100 different ways we could have celebrated this. I think I actually walked into Phil's office and said, so it's 75 years coming up. And it was almost as if it was a reminder, because it's just business as usual. What I'm excited about, I call myself a lifer. I've actually said that in Phil's office the other day. I'm like, I guess I'm a lifer. I'm excited that we get to look back at the 75 years of what got us here. But now we have the responsibility and the honor of shaping the next 75 years. And I love what we're doing with our employees and our staff. And it's showing them, this is who we are. This is what we do. Austin Associates is and always will be a people first firm. Well, that sounded good. I feel like that's really, when someone asks me like, oh my God, you're still there. It's so rare that someone your age is at the same place. I'm like, yeah, how do you leave history? How do you leave this place that not only say they're family friendly and family first, but they are,
yeah.
You know, so many of my first and my things that have happened, everyone in our firm, like all these things happen and we're all there for each other. But then, you know what? We're business at the end of the day. So we have fun, we're productive, we help, and we give back.
Yeah. Anything to add, Phil?
No, that was great.
Yeah. She knocked it out of the park. Yeah.
That's why right? She is who she is in her title.
She even came up with a new slogan for you. Yeah. It's just fantastic.
I just do the nerdy number stuff.
Nice. Both important jobs.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Tax time is fast approaching, and a lot of people are going to be reaching out for your expertise. We're wondering if maybe you could share a little bit with us this morning for free on the podcast.
Are you sure we can crank the excitement level that high on the podcast? Has it ever been the tax tip level excitement?
Tax tips. There's no jingle for that?
Yeah.
Just give Mark a minute.
I have that recorded.
Do you want a jingle? Yeah.
I can make something out of it.
You want to grab the ukulele? It's right behind you.
Yeah. All right, Erica.
I haven't tuned it in a very long time.
Tax tips.
Wow.
Instant classic. Yes, yes.
Oh, my
yes.
God. The studio audience is going bananas.
Insane. They love it.
Or they are tuning out.
Right now. Stick.
Thank you, Erica.
I thought that was great.
That was fantastic.
I thought that was great.
All right.
I'm not afraid to make a fool of myself.
No. I'm proud of you.
Now it's tips.
You're among friends.
I just made a connection just now. I went...
can't see what you're doing.
My two little index fingers came together. I went to the Festival of Trees.
Yes.
And I saw your tree.
We got a tree.
It's very pretty.
Yes.
And I was like, $750.
That's a lot of gift cards.
That's a lot of gift cards. And then I just was at your website realizing that you are celebrating in your current 75th year. And I was really my little brain that? Was like, ah. The two things suddenly made sense to me.
Subtle.
It was very subtle. It was very subtle, but very clever. And so I just wanted you to know.
We had a great team behind that.
It was smart. It was good. I like it.
So, after that jingle, what do you have for us? What should we be looking out for this year?
Well, I'd say tax tips this year is more, tax awareness, because it's going to be a little different than some other years, because back in July, we passed the one big beautiful bill, as you may have heard.
I love the hand gestures, too, that went along with that.
So, the one big beautiful bill, the Obi-3 Kenobi. You down with Obi-3? Whatever you want to call
it. You know me.
Phil, you are my father.
Yeah. So, that happened. And there's a lot of stuff that came from that. A lot of stuff in general, but there was a lot of stuff that pertains to taxes. A lot of it you may have heard, you know, they always. On the news and everywhere else, when they only have like 15 seconds to tell you stuff, they're like, hey, tips are now tax-free and overtime pay is tax-free. And there's a lot of that stuff, which is kind of true. But as always, for anybody that gives you tax tips, whether me or anyone else, remember, it depends. Mm. And consult your own tax person or TurboTax or ChatGPT or whoever helps you with your taxes to get the actual information that pertains to you.
My dad.
You know, mileage may vary.
Can't go wrong
on
with
all
dads.
These things.
He's not qualified.
Yeah, right.
Sarah's on the phone with the IRS. Well, my dad.
My dad said I didn't have to do that.
Clearly, nope. It worked out for me, so therefore I qualify. But what they didn't talk about much in the one big beautiful bill is that a lot of things that were in it aren't necessarily new, but they made permanent a lot of things that were already around for the last 7 or 8 years. So 7 or 8 years ago, there were a lot of tax changes that benefited a lot of people. Tax rates went down, federal tax rates went down, and for self-employed and small businesses, there was this qualified business income deduction. That was a big deal for people. And all that stuff was set to run out at the end of this year. So one thing that the One Big Beautiful Bill did was make that permanent, which is funny because it's only as permanent as till Congress decides
right. We're
going to change it to something else. But as of now, it's permanent. So that was potentially up in the air for a bit. And I enjoy the fact that typically when these things are set to run out at the end of the year, Congress figures out what they're going to do with them maybe in December, sometimes in January, February, March. So it was sort of nice that some of these things were kind of clarified in the summer that would give us a little awareness as we're planning for what to do after this year. So a lot of those things were made permanent, which is nice. Things like I mentioned, the tax rates, qualified business income deduction. There's been a bigger standard deduction for a while. Child tax credits have been bigger for people. All those things are going to continue on, which they were going to end. So that's good. But a couple of the highlights of the new things to watch out for. Whenever they talk about qualified, you always got to be like, So it's not everything, right? So. But qualified overtime pay is a thing now that can be tax-free. Your paycheck shouldn't change much, but it's a deduction on your tax return. A couple things to note. There is some income limits there. So depending on, if you've got a married couple and combined, they have a certain amount of income, they may make too much to qualify for this deduction. So be aware of that. And say tip income, for example. There's caveats, as there always is. I believe one of them is tips. They got to be voluntary tips. So your standard, you go out to dinner with a friend, you leave a, 20-25%, 5% if you're marked tip. And
wow. How'd you know that?
Edit.
Tip. Keep your restaurants open. Right. Tip.
But if you're in a party and they have like the, 18% tip is automatic, that's not a voluntary thing. So that wouldn't count as a qualified tip for this deduction. Apparently, it's still to be seen. Same qualified overtime pay. There are income limits to that, too. And the part that's qualified is if you're getting paid time and a half for working over 40 hours, it's just the half, that qualifies, which sort of makes sense.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you. Yes. Legendary bit from Mark Charcot.
Wow.
Another deduction this year that people can potentially benefit from is deducting your car loan interest. In the past, certain types of interest were only deductible and, again, limited in certain ways, but things like your mortgage interest or student loan interest, there was potential deductions for that. But now there's potentially a deduction for car loan interest. One of the catches to that is it has to be a vehicle assembled in the U.S., or at least assembly needs to be finished in the U.S. or some of that. You'll have to see. I don't know how you're going to know that. I think a lot of people are going to be saying, yeah, of course my car is. So I don't know how that's going to go. And the tricky part with all of those things is where it came out in the summer, they're saying that it won't be until 26 that there will be, for example, in 26, if you have car interest that qualifies at the end of 26, early 27, you'll get a 1098 or something that shows here's your qualifying car loan interest. I don't think that kind of reporting is going to be ready for this tax season. So I think, and same with some of the stuff that's through work, it's going to be kind of a hodgepodge of, yeah, this should be on your W-2, but you're going to want to maybe check your pay stubs. And so I think this year, this tax season is going to be a little bit of a wild, wild west on do I have all the information I need to know that I qualify for these deductions? So,
and so Congress, really not different from any
typical,
other year.
Right? It seems like every year there's something that
there's always something.
Hey, we can get this 99% done, but we got to wait till the middle of March for this one thing. So that could be a thing. And the IRS already said, you know, earlier in the year that I think typically they open for filing like the third or so week of January. They already said that's probably going to be middle to end of February. So we'll see. We'll see what that's like. One other thing I want to mention is there is now an additional deduction for seniors. Those age 65 and older can get a bigger standard deduction. They already could get a little bigger standard deduction, but now there's an additional deduction on top of that, which can be up to $6,000 per individual. So you have a married couple over 65, they could potentially get an additional $12,000 off their income. And seeing a couple doing a little bit of tax planning scenarios for people already this year, I've stumbled across a couple of, geez, wow, they're coming out a lot different. Why is that? Oh, they get this 12 grand extra deduction. So that's that could be good. Again, all these things, as I said, depends. May work out great for you.
Right.
May not matter at all for you.
May
but
not matter. Yeah.
At least I figure that's why I said awareness. If people know these things exist, they can ask their tax preparer, their Google, their ChatGPT.
their dad.
Their uncle.
Sarah's dad.
Dinner.
Sarah, what's your dad's phone number?
207. I'll give you the landline.
Anything else about Austin Associates that either of you would like to tell our listeners before we move on to our final segment? You got nothing?
Oh, I mean, happy holidays. Right? Don't forget to give back. It is... It's the week of Thanksgiving.
How did that happen? It was just July a second ago.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like when you're in the studio, you're in a different universe. Like, it is very early Monday morning. It's the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So where can folks go online to learn more about Austin Associates?
Our website is austinpa.com, and we do have a new client interest form that you can fill out. We would love to talk to you. We are still working on finding more capacity to bring on new clients, but we are always open to hearing from you. And if we are not able to help you, we will direct you to somebody that can.
Does that mean that you are hiring?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You're looking for a job?
No, but I have a finance major who's about to graduate from the University of Maine at Farmington, and he's interested in becoming a certified public accountant. So,
well, because why wouldn't you be?
Yeah,
he's, 30 numbers.
He's you'd have to steal him away from somebody else, but he's already got a job lined up. But
oh, that's not a problem.
I know. You might be able to make it worth his while.
I was a recruiter.
Yeah, but so you are looking for?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yep. Always interested in talking to people that want to step into this industry.
Nice.
Yes.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at LydiaMediaLLC.com.
Our final segment is called Three Random Questions, where we will each ask you a question that has nothing to do with Austin Associates.
Is there a pass or a phone a friend?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Whatever makes you most comfortable.
This is a low pressure part of the show.
Right. Some people freak out about it, especially like returning guests that have been through it. They're like, oh my God, I stayed up all night thinking about
it. I don't know what's worse, not going through it or...
We have one guest, every time she comes in, she laments her answer to one of our questions, and then she's like, no, it's okay. I'm sticking with it. That is the answer that I would give if you asked me again today.
We'll get emails like a couple hours later. Oh my God, I can't believe I said that. Yeah. It is Thanksgiving week. Erica, what are you the most thankful for?
Good question.
I am most thankful for my ability to take risks and how that leads to new adventures. Hmm. That's what I'm most thankful for. I know it's just about me, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would probably say, you know, the generic answer of, like, health and happiness and that stuff. But I really do think of that a lot. Like, there's a lot of things, and I say this a lot to people when they, you know, gripe about their problems, and it's like, I'll often say, if that's the worst thing that's going to happen to you today, then you're doing pretty good. I mean, you look, everyone in here, we've all got our things that could be better, but we're all here upright and have jobs and, you know, have clothes and water and things that a lot of people in the world just don't have or would be really appreciative to have for every day. Or, you know, there's so many things that just happen that we take for granted that we don't realize how lucky we are. So I probably think of that more than I should, but I'm very thankful for those things that are you would think are just simple.
Alrighty. If you were a color, what color do you think you would be?
We'll start with Phil on this one.
Oh, that's a Sarah question.
She's learning from you.
I guess.
I used to relate people to colors all the time. So.
That's funny.
I feel like a deep royal blue. Like something that's, if this makes sense, bright and dark at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like I kind of, those colors kind of appeal to me. I don't know what it has to do with my personality or anything like that, but I think that's, I like that kind of color. Something bold, but not flashy, you know, like not like a big neon color, but that's noticeable and that's solid, dependable on a lot of stuff.
Well, for me, I had a favorite crayon growing up, burnt sienna.
Ooh.
And I really like that color because it is, I love brown, which is kind of strange, but I feel like it's a foundational color. And also it has like those surprise pops of like red and orange. And then it's like the best color for brick, and brick is solid. So I feel like I am a pretty solid person.
Yeah. I like that answer.
Yeah.
Also, Bob Ross always had burnt sienna on his palette. Always.
Happy little trees.
Always.
Just or a happy little cloud.
Yeah. Yeah. You know it's important if Bob Ross always has that color.
Tree bark.
Here's a tricky question. Are the washer and dryer actual friends or just work friends?
100% work friends. Frenemies.
Frenemies. Oh, because the washer's always making work for the dryer.
I mean, if the washer doesn't do its job, you are putting soaking, sopping wet extra work into the dryer.
Yeah. Yep. Phil, are the washer and dryer actual friends or just work friends?
I think they're like a long-time married couple.
Ah.
And I think the washer is the one that's kind of like flashy and in the community, and the dryer is just like...
utilitarian.
Cause because my washer and dryer, I don't know how yours work, but when my washer's done, it plays like a 45-second song.
Yeah, right? Yeah, mine too.
And it goes on, and it's got like verses, and like it's odd. My dryer, it's like beep, beep. Like, it's like, but I'm more interested in knowing when the dryer's done.
True.
Than the washer, you know?
Yeah.
So that's interesting. So she's out in the town. You know, doing your washer stuff.
The washer's the greatest.
The dryer's not. That's amazing.
He's got less settings. He's
Going
on. You don't need to put as much stuff to get it going. You know,
just one job.
One job. Dry.
Out in the town doing your washer stuff.
Look at me. I'm singing my song.
And the dryer's just like had it because I remember I put like a boot or a shoe into the dryer and then it opens itself up and ejects itself. It's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Phil, that was great. That was.
It's a well-thought-out response as well.
I get that question.
Yeah.
Both really quality answers for a ridiculous question. Right. So I'm proud of both of you.
And for the color one, too. You guys both nailed it. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
And letting us learn all about the great work that Austin Associates is doing. 75 years in business is remarkable.
Awesome. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DeBlois Electric for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say, I have bitten my cat.